You would just, it's ready to go. You can just put it wherever.
Good.
You might want to give this here.
One of the things that Gary said that struck a chord in me is that the caterpillar secretes something that triggers something to happen inside its physiology that brings about a new creation. And I read a book a while back called The Spirit Molecule, written by Dr. Rick Strassman, who's done a lot of experiments with the pineal gland. Y'all have had a lot of teaching, I know, about the pineal gland. And as I was researching what this gland does, I came across information on the internet that it is referred to as the flaming pearl. And it is currently the size of a grain of rice in between our eyes. And they say that at one time it was about the size of a ping pong ball, and it has a lid that can only look upward. And that there are means and methods that we can...
We're having trouble hearing you back there.
And that was my big voice.
You want to try that?
Yeah. Or try one of theirs.
Your Tyler phone is more bad.
Did you hear what I said already so far?
Check. Try it and see what I can do.
Okay, the pineal gland, not yet. And some people say pineal.
That's the way to say it, Sal.
Pineal? Pineal? The pineal gland is the size of a shriveled up piece of rice presently, and it is that way because it is atrophied. They say, and when I say they, it's just a lot of different people in mysticism, Eastern religions, they say that it is atrophied because when a child comes out of the womb and it has an imaginary friend or it talks to grandma who's passed away, we say, that's not grandma. You don't have an imaginary friend. We rob our children of their natural intuitive abilities to see that which is unseen.
Yes, that's right.
And we do that to them. So what happens is as we progress in age, this remarkable gland that is houses our intuitive ability begins to shrivel. And I thought it was interesting that they call it the flaming pearl. Because that, I believe, is the pearl of great price that's buried deep within the earth. And it's the treasure.
Yes.
Found in earthen vessels. It's the treasure that's found, and once you find it, you bury it, and you go and sell all that you have to purchase the field. It's information, it's revelation, and it's there. It's ours for the taking, and all it requires is that we learn to develop that intuitive sense.
Yes.
It's within all of us.
Yes.
So this book talks about the experiments that this man did with a chemical called dimethyltryptophan. And what he would do, and it's acid.
Yep.
And he did it under the government supervision and the government's blessing. And he would inject volunteers, and they would all talk about what happened under the influence of this drug. And this drug, they all had basically the same experience of the light, going towards the light, seeing angelic beings. Their experiences only lasted about 15 minutes, but over the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that participated in this experiment, they basically had some of the same general experiences. Well, what he also found out is that every ingredient necessary to make dimethyltryptophan is found within the pineal gland. It literally forges the release of this chemical in the body. They say that it's released upon birth and death. And I think that this is information that we need to grasp and just consider, think about, and ask, inquire of the Lord. Is this for me? Is this something I should learn about? Is this, do I need to meditate? Do I need to just tap here in between my eyes to stimulate this gland? Meditation is a great tool that will lead us into discovery of these intuitive gifts and hearing the voice of God. So I wanted to say that, but I also, is this bugging you because it cuts in and out?
Yeah.
Anybody? I want to read, have any of y'all seen this book?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Third Millennium?
Excellent.
Ooh.
Excellent.
You know, if God were here, in person, God is a breath. And if he were not in us, if he wanted to take a sip of water, he couldn't. If he wanted to eat a steak, he couldn't. If he wanted to pet a dog or smell a flower or embrace a child or have sex, he couldn't. Because he's breath, he's essence, he's pure love. So he desired to have a physical manifestation in the earth, so he created a world.
Yes.
And then he created a biological container to put himself in.
Yes. Yes.
And he desired an experience with matter. And I thought, okay, so he desires an experience with matter, but what else is there? What else are we to do when we wake up and recognize that God is having a human experience through us? Able to manifest this unconditional love. What else is there? Where are we going? Where is all of this going? You know, we're here to learn how to command matter. We are here to learn how to manipulate matter. We are here to be God-men in manifestation, because we are going to be creating worlds without end once we learn what we're supposed to do here. So I just want to read this to you in closing. It's out of the box. Do you see, O humans of this present world? Do you understand? You are the template, the prototype of a new and universal species, part solar, part material, both temporal and eternal, the species that will span the gulf between the visible and invisible, bringing new worlds into form. Through you, a new and unprecedented cycle of creation will occur.
Okay.
That's part of it. Now, this is channeled material. This is spirit speaking through a human being. And basically what he's saying to us is these beings, this intelligence, this unconditional love is saying, you stationed us here. You, God, who's asleep in a biological container, is Christ asleep in the boat. You stationed us here, angels of the primal coherence, to remind you, to awaken you, lest in sleeping I forget, you said. Lest in dreaming a planetary creation I become lost in the wonders of time. In this quarter century, your dream produces its harvest. The bridge between creator and creation appears. A human family awaits your conscious habitation. The intelligence overridden and denied in the historical or literal state awakens as a sleeper awakening within a single body. It circulates through human minds, looks through human eyes, interprets the world through human forms, and knows itself as one. See, this is where we're going, and all of this awakening is transformation, is getting to that place in our evolutionary process where we recognize that we are the God-man. This is Emmanuel.
Amen.
He has come to have a human experience, to learn how to control matter. And when we realize and understand that we create the reality around us right now, we've got a, thank God, we've got a gap between thought and manifestation.
Yes.
But when we recognize who we are, that gap is going to be narrowed.
Yes.
And it's going to be graduation day.
Yes.
And we'll ascend this dimensional level onto the next, and we will be creating worlds without end.
Yes.
Because we will have been fully trained and fully exercised in the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
And I hope I'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the weekend, but I just wanted to slide that in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.